joined by former Congressman Bob Barr. Bob, good to chat with you. I want to ask you about some of the statements that have been coming out of the left and the presidency regarding the Second Amendment in our country. But I also want to tap into your judicial experience as well as a federal prosecutor. Now we've still got that search, and this should be headlines, and it's not headlines anymore, to find out who leaked that Supreme Court draft opinion on the abortion case. Here's a quick report from Fox News's Matt Finn, and I'd love to get your initial reaction to this, Bob.
12 Republican members of Congress introduced the Leaker Accountability Act. It would make leaking a Supreme Court draft a federal crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The Congress members wrote in part, quote, "The unauthorized leak of the draft opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health constitutes a grave breach of judicial ethics and a deliberate attack on the independence of the Supreme Court. This legislation is now, unfortunately, a necessary step to discourage future such attempts."
Okay, so Bob, I mean, obviously this has caused a lot of activity with this leak that's coming out. I think everybody agrees it's unethical unless you're really on the fringe left, but is this something that should be dealt with from a criminal code perspective?
I don't think that passing a criminal law to take care of one very specific instance is rarely a good idea. So, no, I don't support making that particular leak from that particular branch of government, that particular court, that particular person or group of persons. I don't think that makes any sense. There certainly are serious ethical problems here, and I hope that the Supreme Court gets to the bottom of it, however they have to, within the law. There certainly are contractual issues. That person certainly should be fired, and there may be civil penalties that could be brought against them for violation of their contract with the Supreme Court. And if the person who leaked it lies in the course of the investigation, that is a criminal offense anyway. So I think there's plenty enough resources to take care of it both civilly and criminally if the person lied or used government's facilities to purloin and improperly release the document.
We're visiting with former Congressman Bob Barr. You can learn more at bobbarr.org. Okay, I want to congratulate you. Just over the past week or so, reelected to the National Board of Directors of the National Rifle Association. You're accustomed to the NRA being portrayed as the villain by the leftist media. But when you see the reaction to this horrific mass murder in Texas, we've seen these reactions before. Obviously, the investigation is taking so many strange twists and turns in Texas. But when somebody makes that argument, and it's an easy emotional appeal, Bob, do something. It's time to do something. When is enough enough? We have to do something. And when they say that, what they mean is write in some level of additional gun control in this country. What do they need to know if they're willing to sit down and talk about it rationally?
The last time that the NRA and other gun rights groups and gun control groups came together and actually did something was after the Virginia Tech shooting a number of years ago. In that particular case, the student at Virginia Tech, I believe it was, who had serious and definable mental problems, went on a rampage and killed several students. In the aftermath of that, the NRA and members of Congress of both parties and gun control groups got together and convinced Congress and some of the states to tighten up their record keeping on mental illness and to make sure that, or to help make sure that records keeping on such incidents or individuals got into the system. So when people sit down rationally and say, okay, we have a serious problem here. We have a serious problem, worse now than 10 or 12 years ago when we had the shooting at Virginia Tech, with youth who are so detached from civil norms of society, no anchors to family, school, religion, and they are turning to the internet to poison their minds. We have to do something about it. And there are things that can be done. We need to fund mental illness systems. We need to do a far better job of tightening schools and training police to handle these incidents. The NRA for decades has pushed for safety in schools and better training for police officers. We will continue to do that. I hope that those on the left, once they get it out of their system and rant and rave about gun control, which means nothing, will sit down with us and look at the true mental illness and school safety and law enforcement training issues that apparently gave rise to and, well, by all we're finding out, made the matter worse by poor police training and execution.
We're hearing from the president in the White House that there are some reasonable Republicans that they can work with. And there are some things everybody can agree on when it comes to reasonable restraint. They keep saying that word reasonable. But even if it's popular, it seems that it's still chipping into the aspect of shall not be infringed. And I know that's a tougher sell to some people right now because of what happened in Texas and what happened in Buffalo, New York. But how confident are you that the Republicans who are actually taking these meetings with the Democrats are going to hold firm in defense of Second Amendment rights?
I'm not real confident because they do believe that they can sort of make changes at the edges and that will solve the problem. Well, we'll increase the age for a person to purchase a long gun, that is a rifle. Maybe that'll make a difference. Maybe we'll limit the capacity of magazines for rifles. Well, that'll make a difference. Of course, none of that will. So I do worry that there are Republicans who will be buy into this. We need red flag laws. Well, those are already unnecessary, and those that are in place have serious constitutional issues. But I think they may get somewhere this time. I do hope that the Republicans hold the line, though, when it comes to tackling the real issues involved here, and that is, as I've said, solidifying security at schools, better police training. The U.S. Department of Justice could put some money into that rather than some of the other things that they're doing. And, of course, at the state level especially, getting states to put money that they have taken out over the last three decades into mental health assistance for people. That will help tremendously, and better training in schools for counselors. And also to make sure that when we have discipline officers at schools, that they are not beat up on and removed simply because they bring something to the school's attention or take action against an unruly student. That's part of the problem also. The officers are afraid to act because then the ACLU goes to the parents and says, oh, you need to sue the police officer. We need to solve all of these problems, which will do far more than cosmetic changes to the federal gun laws.
Bob, I just got a minute or so left here. When it comes to red flag laws, my guess is we're going to be hearing a lot about that. But by definition, and maybe some people like this, a red flag law is a prior restraint law from a legal perspective, isn't it?
It definitely is. The red flag laws say, well, if there's somebody that you know, whether it's a relative or a friend, and you think they're acting in a way that poses a danger to themselves or others, you can go to a court and convince that judge that the person is a danger and get an order so that the police go to that person's house and or place of business and or automobile and take away their guns. And then the burden is on that person to prove that they are not a danger to get their guns back. This has serious due process and equal protection issues.
All right, Bob Barr, bobbarr.org, and we've been giving away some copies of Gaslighting America here this morning. I appreciate your office sending those to me. You're on social media as well. Really appreciate it. There's so many things I wanted to get to. We just don't have enough time, Bob, but let's do it again here in another month or so.
I'll look forward to it.
All right, former Congressman Bob Barr, and you can find him easily on social media. We've tagged him at Newstalk STL's Twitter page and Facebook page. Liberty Guard is the organization that he runs now, so check it out as well.